saw the title. And before we jump into the title, you know how we do it. And you know what's interesting when you are an author of the book of a book, when you have a ministry, you say things because God gives them to you. You write things as God blesses you with revelation and insight. And then sometimes people will tag me in something that I've said. And let me tell you, I was tagged not too long ago with a statement that was in my book. And if I'm honest, when I read it, I thought, whoa, I know God told me. I know I wrote it. When I read it, it still put a little fire under me. So I thought, you know what? That's good for the tip of the day. The enemy's waiting for me to put my guard down. So I've got to step up my game. I can't let him in. I can't let him hinder my king. I got to step it up. If we're honest, we should always need to feel the need to step it up. We shouldn't get comfortable. So we've all got to agree to step it up. So I'm looking. If you've got your book, oh yes, all capital letters. One of the statements is, it's something that shocked me. It's something that Holy Spirit said to me and shocked me when Holy Spirit was revealing to me the difference between a wife and a helpmeet that's suitable. One thing that shocked me to learn was that I was created to help. So I'm either going to help the enemy devour my husband or help God deliver my husband. Whoa, Jesus. I'm going to either help the enemy devour or help God deliver. Which one are you going to choose? Because when you're created to help, it's Satan's job to pervert what God's original plan is. So his perversion is, well, I know she's going to help because she was created to help. She was created to be a helper. So since she's going to help, what can I do to pervert that? Oh, okay. If she's going to help, she can help me. She can help me confuse him. She can help me get him frustrated. She can help me make him feel bad. She can help me drive him into the ground. She can help me get him frustrated. But what God was intending was for us to help him get delivered, for us to help him feel loved, for us to help him feel satisfied, for us to help him feel good about himself, for us to help him. So we're either going to help God deliver or help the enemy devour. Oh my God, help the enemy devour? Who wants to do that? But when you think about it, you're going to help, but who are you helping? Oh, Lord Jesus, you're going to help, but who are you helping? Are your words helping God? Are your actions helping God? Are the things you're doing, how the things that you're saying helping God? Because if you're saying something and you're looking a certain way or you're doing a certain thing, is it helping the enemy devour him? Oh, Lord Jesus. It's not our intent to help the enemy. No. If someone asks you, you're like, oh, no, I'm not trying to help the enemy. But guess what? It's not about your intent. Oh, Lord, that's a sip. It's not about the intent. It's about the reality. So if we evaluate ourselves, we have to make sure in order to step up our game as helpmeets that are suitable, we have to be intentional. We've got to be intentional about helping God versus helping the enemy. I can't help. I can't be a part of Satan's plan. Wait, think about that. You could be the helpmeet that's a part of Satan's plan. I don't want to be a part of the enemy's plan. I don't want to be a part of anything the enemy is doing against my king. But there are times when, if you really, really think about it, we're a big part of his plan. So we've got to tell the enemy, oh, I divorce you. I'm separating myself from you, enemy. You're not going to use me against my king. You're not going to use my words. You're not going to use my mannerisms. You're not going to use my body language. You're not going to use the things that I say or the things that I do. I'm not helping you devour my king. Oh, no, I'm not helping you. What I am going to do is I'm going to help God. I'm going to seek God. I've got to ask God. I got to press into God to make sure everything that I'm doing, what you're doing is going to help because you were created to help. Think about it. When Eve was created, the whole goal was for her to help Adam. Like, he looked at Adam basically and was like, ooh, it's not good for him to be alone. I'm going to create him a helper. So you were created to be a helper. Satan knows that. Satan knows you were created to be a helper. So he's just like, he'll slip and tip in. He'll slip in and say, oh, she wants to help. She can help me. But no. Oh, no. Spoiler alert, devil. I'm not helping you not one more day. I'm not helping you not one more day. I've got to work hard so my helping is helping God. So help me. Your second declaration is, I am not going to help the enemy, but I am going to help God. Or I'm going to help God and not the enemy. Whichever way you want to say it, I refuse to help the enemy. I refuse to help the enemy. I'm going to help God deliver my husband, but I definitely will not help the enemy devour my husband. Well, that's the tip for the day. When you journal, you can go in and reflect and read and make sure you're reminding yourself. It's not important that you just know the tip today. It's important that you remind yourself of the tip, that you reread, that you recommit yourself to making sure, not one more day am I helping the enemy. No, no, no. Devil, you're not getting my help. You're not getting my help. I refuse to help you. I cancel any help that I've done in the past. And I ask God to forgive me for any help that I've given the enemy in the past. But I'm not going to help the enemy devour my king. What I am going to do is help God deliver my king. And how to do that is to make sure, help me, you got to make sure you're delivered in order to help deliver your king. And forgive me, God, for not being suitable, because I'm going to do everything I can to be suitable every single day. If you haven't gone to our YouTube channel and subscribe, please do that, Gerald and Yvette Ministries. There's lots of other resources and information on our YouTube channel and on our website. We do marriage boot camps. You have lots of information. I am the leader of the greatest mentoring program. I'm raising a Help Meet army with the help of God. And the name of the book is Help for the Help Meet. It is available on our website, GeraldandYvette.com. GeraldandYvette.com. Go to our website. The book and workbook is $30. Feel free to look and get some other resources to assist you in either preparing for marriage or making your marriage stronger. So the tip of the day, don't help the devil, help God.